I often talk about God as transformative love, a powerful and compassionate energy that surrounds, infuses, and transcends our existence. Jesus understood God as a personal force, Abba, that embraced the excluded and championed the ostracized. This personal force was therefore both contentious and upsetting for those who liked societal arrangements as they were. However, for those on the margins of society, this force was surprising and liberating. Love, compassion, freedom, and inclusion are all words that point to the power that operated through Jesus and impacted on their lives. That power we call God. Most traditionally minded Christians who pray to God as Father or Jesus as Lord would not generally dispute this understanding of God. They use Father as shorthand for God's caring and protecting nature. Similarly, Lord, they would say, is not a hierarchical, militaristic metaphor, but a way of talking about the primacy of Jesus' love. God is love, as the writer of the Johannine epistles said centuries ago, and remains the normative Christian understanding of the divine. The problem for myself, progressives, and traditionalists is Good Friday. On this day, the divine ceases to be love. We experience abandonment, and normative, comforting theology is tsunamied. It's a day of disconcerting silence. Some paint Good Friday as God the Father and God the Son working out a deal. "Look, kid," says Mr. Deity, "if you want to save the world, you've got to do this suffering number. I'll look the other way, and you just hang in there." "Okay, Dad," says the kid, "I'll try not to look sad." Both are said to be acting in and out of love. Good Friday is just the pain before the gain. The problem is that it doesn't take too much to figure the deal is morally bankrupt. Loving fathers don't freeze their feelings and let their sons be tortured and killed. The means does not justify the ends. If God were all loving, then God would have intervened. End of story. So either God couldn't have intervened, not all powerful, or wouldn't intervene, not all loving. The cosmic deal doesn't stand up to scrutiny when you have an anthropomorphic, a human-shaped deity who is supposedly the final word on love. Good Friday is vital in the Christian calendar because it challenges us to wrestle with the notion that God is more than just human projections or metaphors of intimacy. The wind, for example, is one of the metaphors that I use sometimes when trying to explain the limitations of an intimate deity. Like God, you can't see the wind, but you can feel its effects. God blows where it wills. God can't be wrapped up, domesticated, or walk hand in hand with us. God is more than just relational metaphors. Unlike a loving parent, sometimes the wind abandons us and we are left bereft and alone. Abandonment is a spiritual place that many have ventured into. My God, why have you abandoned me?" Jesus cried from the cross. Abandonment is to wake up in the morning to an empty universe and to go to bed at night with no comforting presence. Abandonment is when prayer is meaningless and worship no better. With any and every call to God, there isn't even an engage signal, just an eerie silence on the end of the line. This is the valley of the shadow. If you are not at the place of abandonment, then be thankful and be gentle with those who might be experiencing it. If you are in the valley of shadow, then remember those rules that many of us learnt as children about being lost in the bush. Don't panic. Don't run. Don't let fear or depression overwhelm you. Stay still. Fretting won't help. Light a little fire if you can. If you are with others, huddle together for warmth, for your body and your soul. And trust, as the Jewish mystics would say, the hidden God will be seeking you. None of the great spiritual traditions of the world offer simple solutions to the question of abandonment by God. At best, they offer a series of stories or metaphors that in part contradict one another. There's no one answer that will fit every time. So here's another metaphor that I sometimes use. I talk about God as journey. God isn't the destination or the road or the traveling companion, but the journey itself. God is the different places we come to, places of joy and serenity, but also of pain and despair. The valley of shadow, therefore, is a place within God. It's a place we arrive at, sometimes through no wish or failing of our own, sometimes through the connivance of others, and sometimes through our own stupid fault. The cross was Jesus' place of abandonment. The sky on cue darkened. Pain and death resulted. His crucifixion was seen as a political and religious necessity by the powerful, and totally destructive and pointless by his followers. Whatever you believe about Easter Sunday, one thing is clear. Jesus didn't carry on living, growing old with Mrs. Jesus and having grandkids. His death was real. His pain was real. His abandonment was real. The God that he had lived was gone. And until we take that seriously, we will not begin to fathom Good Friday or to understand our own pain.